you know, this was like a revelation to me, and I can understand where somebody wouldn't understand it, because I didn't grasp it until it was revealed. But when you wake up to the fact that sin is actually a fake reality, it's not real, it'll change your life. Like if you're talking to somebody who's speaking foolishness and you know the truth, you just walk away. They're not even, everything they're saying is fake. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything that they say is not real. And if they have false doctrine, then their whole reality, their whole worldview is fake. It's not even real. And they're not going to be able to function. And that's why they have to have people to enable them in their fake reality. They're living in a fake reality. You look at Moses. Or was it Moses? Yeah, it was Moses. His wife left and said, "You're a bloody man." He was hearing from God. He was doing what God was telling him to do. And she left. You never heard from her again. You never heard anything about her again. She left. In other words, what I'm saying is, somebody who's living in sin, let's say you were married to somebody and she was running the streets, lying, playing fake reality, telling people different stories, living in fake reality. She wasn't even real. She wasn't even real. She was fake, plastic face, painted face. She wasn't real. And so if she's gone, God blessed you, because you would have been living in a fake reality. And the reason she left is because you couldn't stand the fake reality. And if it was a saved woman, same with the man. The reason the saved woman would escape the unsaved man is because it was fake reality. And they run to people who will enable their fake reality. They run to people who will enable their fake worldview. They run to people who enable their insanity. They run to people who enable their sin. And if they got somebody who's enabling the sin, not only is the person who's enabling their sin destroying themselves, but they're also destroying their person that they're enabling. If you enable fake reality, then you're enabling sin. And if you're enabling it, you're a part of it, and you're destroying yourself and the other person. That's why a lot of marriages split up, because they're being held accountable. They get married to this person, and it's a fantasy world. It's fake reality, right? They marry this person, if you're saved, you're expecting that person to live in truth, right? This is a marriage. It's going to be rough. It's going to be starting a new unit, you know? You're starting a new family. You're going on a path together. But if one person's living in fake reality, the other person's saying, "Wait a minute. This ain't right. I want the truth. I don't want lies. I want the truth. I don't want fake." One of the reasons they break up, the marriages break up, is because when the bedroom becomes routine, and it will, I don't care who it is, because the two become one, you're so used to the other person that you already know what they're going to say before they say it. You know what they're going to do. You know what their habits are. You know what they're, whatever they're living in. You probably, if you're saved and you're married to somebody, you know what their fears and their fake reality that they're believing. And if they're willing to be called out on it, when they get into that mode or that mood, let's say they start to act a certain way. You say, "Well, wait a minute." You say, why are you just got off the phone with your mama and now you're starting to act stupid. What's up with that? And if they're willing to be introspective, they're willing to say, oh yeah, I fell back into my bloodline pattern, sorry. And if they can sit there and communicate, and you realize that if the person's saved, that's not even who they are. It's just it's a program. It's a program. That program's not real. The bloodline program is not real. It's fake. It's just it's a habit. The culture program is not real. The red versus blue is not real. Comparing yourself with one another is not real. Legalism's not real. It's something that somebody sets up to set some kind of rule to make them feel some kind of security, you know? If you had two people who were married, a saved man and a saved woman, who's willing to admit that they got areas they got to work on, and their spouse holds them accountable to grow, not in a legalistic way, but in a graceful way. And when either one of them messes up, and let's say the man gets mad or something, and she says, why are you angry? And he says, if he's honest, he'll say, I don't know. Because if he's not honest, he'll say, because you did this, or you said this, or they did this, or this. But if he's honest, he'll say, I don't know, because I control. He would say, I can control my own emotions. What the other person does, unless they're trying to hurt somebody, it shouldn't make me upset, you know, because you are in control. The problem with marriage is you're yoked up like two oxen, you know, yoked up at the neck, you know. So what one does affects the other one, so it could make you upset because the other one's doing something they shouldn't do, something stupid. You could be married to one and she starts smoking or something. You say, wait a minute. And she tries to blow the smoke in your face. You say, I don't think so. This is going to change. This will change one way or the other. There will not be a continuation in this. Or drinking. It could be somebody who comes home drinking. Or you come home and she's been drinking. You're going to say, this ain't going to continue. This is going to be solved. Priority. Whatever it is. But most people don't want to be held accountable, and that's why the marriage is split up. They don't want to be held accountable. So what happens? The marriages will split up, because marriage is it's actually accountability will save your life. And so a lot of people who end up leaving a marriage because they wanted to fake reality, they're probably almost dead by now. 20 years later, you probably see them, and they probably have made so many mistakes because they'd rather have the lie than the truth, and they're probably on their deathbed or close to it or headed that way. Because you can't live in fake reality without having some serious consequences, and it was going to affect their health. It's going to affect their thinking, their heart, their mind, their soul, their choices, their decisions in life, where they go. And there's going to be some consequences, because they're going to be running the streets and something's going to happen to them where they shouldn't be, because they're outside of God's will. When you're outside of God's will, where's the protection? Something's going to happen to them. You understand what I'm saying? It's really, so let's say they do get with somebody else that's going to enable their insanity. Something's going to happen to the other person, because they're in the way of God's chastisement. Do you understand? This is real, people.